I like the fact that we have new football leagues like the Alliance popping up, and I will check them out, and I think it's good for the NFL moving forward. But I'm not buying into any hype after simply one weekend of the Alliance's first game beating Rockets Thunder or tying ratings-wise on Saturday
night. Wow. Good morning, Mr. Grinch. It's Monday morning, and I'm all excited. I'm about to go out and get an AAF tattoo. I'm a San Antonio guy. I haven't been my entire life. And now I have you raining on my parade of, oh, hey, here's football in February, and it seems to be fun, and it's not a completely horrific product. I'll watch this. You're going to say you're not buying it. Not buying into what? Is anybody saying this is going to be the next NFL?
Better than the Super Bowl. I mean, come on, Mike.
Probably more compelling than the Super Bowl, yes.
I don't know about that. Not compelling. In terms of product on the field and action and whatnot, this looks like viable football. This is the same level of play as, like, two big-time colleges that have horrible, horrible offensive lines and quarterbacks that are not that enticing. But other than that, it feels like football.
The moment of the weekend was Mike Bercovici dying.
The quarterback for that one team. Looked like he had his head torn off. He looked like a Pez dispenser. And what people got more excited about than anything was that there was no flag and no review process or anything else
because
like that.
Because we're savages.
This was people as they make this football the way it was supposed to be, where defenseless men if brain damage, it'll harm them in the future. But it is. It's also because it's Mike Bercovici.
Right, for the North Dakota Stallions. And what a hit he took.
Mike Bercovici, nobody's as concerned about because they'll watch, even if he had come out of the game on that play, which he didn't. Tough kid. Fans will still watch next week, regardless of who the quarterback is.
This is true.
Yeah. Well, now they're not going to be watching it on CBS. They'll be watching it on NFL Network or CBS Sports Network or one of these other ones. But the Alliance of American Football, it's not called the Alliance, as Mike tried to call it earlier. It's the AAF.
I read that they want to be called the Alliance.
They do?
That's the reason I actually said the Alliance.
Sounds too much like
too many alliances for that.
It sounds too much like the evil thing in a movie, like the Empire or something like that. So the Alliance opened up. And the big story was that it got better ratings on Saturday night than the Rockets versus Oklahoma City, which was played on ABC.
Yes.
So you had football, a minor league football network playing up against NBA basketball. And all told, more people watched AAF than they watched NBA basketball on two different networks. That's not going to sustain itself. Even if the AAF had stayed on a network, this was more about the initial buzz than it was anything else. The XFL got huge ratings in its first weekend.
It did.
10, 15, 20 years ago. I don't think that's going to sustain itself, but it doesn't need to be viable.
I have a hard time when it comes to new things in sports because I'm so used to just the comfort and the familiarity with the old.
Yeah.
For example, on Sunday, I had a few different viewing options, and I found myself gravitating on Sunday afternoon way more towards Lakers-Sixers, also on ABC, and then U of H against Cincinnati on ESPN, as opposed to the, I guess, what was it, Birmingham
Iron
Memphis game,
right,
which was on the CBS Sports Network on Sunday, because I'm used to watching the NBA. I'm used to watching college basketball. Now, I'm glad that this thing exists because I think that the NFL, like a lot of businesses, doesn't do as well when there's literally no competition, and they are less likely to innovate. So I do think already, even after four games this weekend, there are certain things in this AAF that we will start to see eventually happen in the NFL.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to say that the AAF was competition for the NFL. No, it's not competition, but it's providing fresh juice and ideas. There are so many things to like. For one, no TV timeouts. That doesn't mean they'll never take a commercial break. It means they don't specifically take a timeout just to show commercials.
Yes.
So there are far fewer commercials. They run a lot of the commercials alongside action in the game. We've seen that with the NFL already. But the transparency of the review process is what people are all a buzz about right now. I'm skeptical of this myself. Here's I enjoyed it a lot. I'm not saying that I don't enjoy it and that people won't like it a lot. I'm wondering how positive it will remain for the officials as people listen into, like, here's Terry Valenti, the replay official, going through her process on confirming one of the calls.
The ball hits the ground. I'm going to let this stand.
Terry Valenti, the replay official.
He's rolling on the ground. He's using the ground to keep it in there. The ground helps him. We're going to let it stand.
So she's going to agree with the call on the field. No touchdown.
She feels that the ground helped the catch at
the
end of the catch.
Definitely touched. Ball is down on the ground sliding. Okay, wait a minute, 1 second. We've got an elbow down. It's got it and touched. Nope, we're going to overturn this and reverse this to a catch in the end zone for a score by Orlando. Okay. He's got possession. He tucks it in. His elbow hits. The ball is in control in his arms.
Okay.
We've got a score.
People love that because of the transparency. I listened to it, and I'm kind of like, why did she sound so certain?
I'm not convinced at all.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
she waffled very quickly.
She starts off by saying, oh, the ball clearly trapped by the receiver. Oh, touchdown. I mean, if you're just hearing that audio, imagine if that was on a radio broadcast and you're hearing her explanation. Like, what a twist that one is.
But that's not an explanation. That's watching her work her way through it, which I'm all for. She just can't sound like so definitive at the beginning of it, acting like, well, this is going to stand. This is definitely going to be not a catch.
And definitely one of those things where if there's actually video attached to it, it makes a whole lot more sense. I'm just saying from a radio perspective, if there were to be a radio broadcast of these AAF games, geez, you're screwed. You're screwed during these moments.
I mean, if this kind of thing eventually works its way up to the NFL, having a transparent review process on replay, I would be very intrigued by it, and I don't. We're probably a ways away from that.
More, but I don't think this is going to make me want to watch this sport anymore.
No, of course not. No,
okay, a little bit. No, and again, don't do the baseball thing where it's like, well, this one rule change won't fix baseball. It's one little incremental thing. Are you telling me that wouldn't make the broadcast more enjoyable?
Yeah, it would make the broadcast more enjoyable, but at the same time, I mean, I still am at the end of the day going to look at referees and assume that they are going to get calls wrong, even if they are going to explain the process of how they get to the call.
Right, but this is just one little thing that's more entertaining. Like, you're adding more, let's take a great thing and make it a little bit better. Like, but that's not going to make it 400 times better. Of course not, but it's something that's fun to watch. And it's one of the things that, I think, whether it's good or it's bad, grousing about the officials has become almost like a minor league sports topic. It's done pretty frequently. I like that it adds fuel to that fire.
Mike, Seth, and Paul on a Monday morning, we're discussing the debut of the Alliance of American Football over the weekend, whether we liked it, what it means for the NFL moving forward. This is the thing that I look at and I say, I could see this in the NFL down the road, because even if somebody disagrees with you, an opinion that you have, if they explain it, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, at least you can kind of see where they're coming from. So that's what I think about what they're doing there. So if there are questionable NFL calls that do go to replay and the official is sitting there, the replay person, and they explain it, at least I can sit there as a viewer on my couch and say, okay, at least I can see where they're coming from.
Well, along the same lines, they've got the coaches mic'd up too. And that's 400 times better, but this is never going to reach the NFL. There's no way in hell Belichick will sneak into somebody's home at night and stab them if this gets passed. This isn't going to happen. But you're watching Mike Martz trying to figure out whether he's going to bench his quarterback or not. Steve Spurrier's making goofy jokes. And more than anything, I was impressed with just the calmness and the pragmatic way coaches go about calling the plays in critical situations. I thought that was fascinating. And they've got to be very careful about what they show and what they don't show. This will never make it to the NFL. But I think you saw in the broadcast some of the things that are different now than they have been 10, 20, 30 years ago, where this broadcast itself, it was a better quality broadcast than NFL football was 20 years ago, simply because they can do so much. Between the mics, between the camera angles, between all that stuff.
The technology.
It was a more compelling product, and that's why it'll be financially viable. They'll make money off of it because of streaming, because of multiple cable outlets, because of all the things they can do these days. And then eventually the XFL comes around next year. That's where it'll get really interesting, is the AAF seems to be working alongside the NFL.
Yeah, they seem legitimized. I mean, they got broadcast on the NFL Network.
Right.
I think that's a huge step for them. And the XFL, who knows what they're going to have. Are they going to go back to NBC? I'm not even sure if we've heard 100% what their broadcast strategy is going to be. But having the NFL Network, in addition to being on CBS, that's huge for the AAF, even if the product is something that needs a little bit of work in from the offensive line perspective and these quarterbacks dying perspective. I think it could use a little work.
What
there.
Did we think of the quality of play? Because in the times I tuned into this AAF this weekend, I was not very impressed by the quarterback play nor the offensive line play. But I think that's because the most I watched was one Christian Hackenberg.
Hackenberg, boy. Can we talk about this for a minute about Hackenberg? I'm glad you brought that up. Who amongst all of you out there was standing up and talking about how awesome Christian Hackenberger would be for the Texans? Because, hey, look, he had a promising year as a freshman 4 years ago. And now I'm taking this back in time a little bit.
Yes.
When he was a freshman at Penn State, so he should come here and play for Bill O'Brien. And my goodness, did Bill O'Brien himself feel that way? Was that ever the actual plan for even a scintilla of time that Christian Hackenberger needs to be brought in?
I think for a scintilla of time, I'm guessing Bill probably thought it was a possibility.
Yeah.
But it was just so far in the future, because when O'Brien came to Houston in 2014, Hackenberger still had 2 years left in college before he could even declare for the NFL draft. So he went through 1 year where he was kind of, you know, up and down. And then in 2015, he was a disaster. And then it was not really a possibility. And then the Texans brought in Brock Osweiler.
So you see Christian Hackenberger out there, and the thing the AAF is doing is you're only allowed to have 5 pass rushers at any given time. You're not allowed to have an all-out blitz. With a blitz, you're typically talking about bringing 6 pass rushers. 5, you call a dog. That's not a blitz, it's a dog, but you bring pressure. So it makes it a little easier on the offensive line, but between the lack of skill and the lack of communication and time practicing together, it looks like a scary place to be a quarterback, this AAF. And they need to do everything they can to allow for good quarterback play, which that's one of the little things they're doing.
If you haven't looked up the Mike Berkovich you hit, and by the way, if you're looking for quarterback safety, do yourself a favor and look it up. It is one of the biggest hits that you're going to see a quarterback take. It looked like something straight out of a movie, like Any Given Sunday with Oliver Stone directing it, where his helmet came off, and he goes down on the ground. You think he's not going to get up. I don't know how the hell he got up from that.
I couldn't tell from any of the angles whether there was actual helmet-to-helmet contact or not.
I couldn't
either.
It
looked like there could have been, but it also looked like he maybe didn't have his chin strap strapped all that tight and it just popped off.
That's how I felt. I watched the play like 7 times. I don't think the hit was that bad.
I think they might have had a better angle that they chose not to show. I don't know. But you really couldn't tell if there was helmet-to-helmet, at least from the angles I saw.
Let's grab a call on this real quick here early in the morning as we're discussing.
Is this Marco Persevici?
This is Andy on Mad Radio. Andy, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, so I'm the guy that they were trying to get to watch because I hate basketball.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I grew up watching. I loved it back in the day, but I grew up watching Magic and Jordan and the Boston Celtics and Pistons, and I gave up after about 5 years after that. So I'm the guy, and look, I'm a fan. I taped every game. They're 2.5 hours long. DVR, it's 1 hour and 40 minutes to watch a game. What you said about, I like the fact, you know, 5 guys rushing, the reason I like that fact, because you understand it's hard enough to get offensive linemen in the NFL. So you have to understand it's going to be real hard to get them in this league. I believe you're going to see, you know, they said last night, that was the best game last night. 80% of the players have signed a contract. And we understand what that means. You know, you're a free agent after the draft. You sign a contract. Your chances of making the team aren't good. So that's why this league was developed. That, plus for people like me that hate basketball.
Right. You know, you go back to NFL Europe. A lot of players ended up going from NFL Europe to the NFL. And I remember playing with guys who were kind of okay, and then they'd go and play in the NFL Europe for a year or two, and they'd come back better football players because they physically matured. They got better technique. They got NFL quality coaching for a couple of years. And it's the minor league that football really needs, especially for quarterbacks. You think about all the quarterbacks out there who sit on a bench for years and years and years, and maybe they get to play once or twice a year as a backup quarterback. I don't know at what point a team would be willing to have, like, their third-round quarterback go and play in the AAF in the offseason, but part of me, especially if they're protected somewhat well, I'd rather have my backup go and getting better at football and playing football in the spring and then come back around and maybe be a little bit better.
I'd want them getting reps. I'd be a little concerned about the limitations for blitzes, though, because you want them to be able to pick these things up. And if it's essentially only 5 or less, unless you're doing a play action fake or a run pass option or something like that, which are the rules. If you do a play action fake, if you fake the handoff to anyone, then they actually can send more guys. But if it's only 5 every single time. Yeah.
Well, I know, but it's still an imperfect solution. It's not like
it's
yeah, obviously
right
it's
right
still better
that.
Than playing nothing at all.